the Me'eved Godol and the Me'eved Kotel. That's the Shaila. How much money did I give you? How much money do you have to give me back? And the same thing, the Me'soda Gedoylo, the Me'soda Ketano, that the Lekech says, I gave you money to buy me a big field. And the other one says, no, you gave me money to buy you a small field. So, Mamash, I'm asking from you for $200, and you're admitting you owe me $100. So that's a regular Moed B'Miksas. That's why you have to swear. That's the way Rabbi answers our Mishnah. That takes away all three questions. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. The Toenoi Kesus Eved Godol Kesus Eved Kotan. We're talking about now not the Eved itself, but the clothing. I'm saying I bought from you a big suit for my Eved, and the Moichas say no, I only sold you a small suit. So that's called Moed B'Miksas. And the same thing by the Sodir also. Oimrei Sodir Gedoylo and Oimrei Sodir Ketana. To shall upon the produce, how many emorim, how many bundles on the field that I buy? He says, I bought the bundles off your big field. And the other one says, no, I only sold you my bundles on a small field. So the kids, so this is a good case of a Moed B'Miksas. Not a shayla karka here, it's a regular case of a Moed B'Miksas. The Gemara still asks, on ksus, on clothing, l'chura ma'asha t'anu le'hoideloi. Like I asked for a suit 52, and he says back, no, I only sold you a 40. So there's no Moed B'Miksas. I'm mamish arguing and saying a different tiny altogether. So why is it called a Moed B'Miksas? Why do you have to swear? So the Gemara answers, Kidiyama Rapapa, Rapapa said, Bidi Alpha. We're talking about right now, Rashi says, Beged Sholem Hoya. It was one big clothing. V'yadayim Mechubar, and it was together attached. In other words, this big clothing you could cut in half. So zeroy meksus gdeilo machat lachom, zeroy meksus ktana. In other words, it was a shayla on this one big clothing. How much of it did I sell to you? The lekech says, I bought the whole big clothing off you. And the other one says, no, I only meant to sell half of it to you. So you're a moed b'miksas. So since you're a moed b'miksas, that's why you have to swear. Now the Gemara says, kashalei l'Rebbe Yoshio. They had a question like this. Midi ksus ketoni. Did we learn the shaila ksus? Whereas the Mishnah doesn't say ksus clothing. The Mishnah says clearly the Eved. Eved ketoni. It's a kasha and Shmuel. How could you say the shaila on Mishnah was upon the clothing? The Mishnah says clearly the Eved. So you say it's a shaila on the Eved. So then we have back our three questions. Why is it a Moedim Miksas? Why do they have to swear? The Morian says, Elo Amar Avoshio. Kagoin Shetoanu Eved Biksusai. Enachnami. I said an Eved with his clothing. And the soda biyam reho. And I'm asking for two things. That I bought a few the big field and the bundles on the big field. And the other one says, no, I sold you the small field with the bundles of the small field. So the kitzam, there is a moedim miksas upon the clothing. Or there is a moedim miksas upon the emorim, upon the bundles. Even though on the karka and the eved you don't swear, because ainish boy malakakois. But we'll soon see, either Gilgul Shmua, you do swear. We'll soon see. Now the Gemara asks though still, the Akati, but still, Ksus by clothing, Ma Shetuan Olehoideloi. He's asking for a size 52 suit, and the other one is saying, no, I only sold you a size 40. So there's no Moed B'Miksas. It's a different tiner altogether. Ma Shetuan Olehoideloi, Ma Shetuan Olehoideloi. So Gemara says again, Omar Papa, Papa says, Bidi Alpha. We're talking about now again, no, it's one big piece of cloth here that the question is, did I sell you the whole piece, or did I only sell you half of the piece? The Lekech says, I bought the whole piece, and the other one, the Moicha, says, no, I only sold you half of it. So therefore, he's called the Moed B'Miksas, that's why he has to swear. So now, even though usually the klal is, you do not swear on an Eved, or you do not swear on a Karka, but here, since you have to swear about the Emorim, about the crap, about the bundles, and you have to swear about the clothing, so therefore it's a swear of Gilgul Shvua. Once you have to swear about something, we make you swear everything. That's the Gemara's question. If so, Kashal and Rav Sheshis, it was bothering Rav Sheshis, Zoykakin also liashminon. If so, is our Mishnah teaching us a Chiddush of Zoykakin, which means even though normally you do not swear on an Eved or about Karka, but here, since you have to swear about the clothing, or you have to swear about the bundles, so agav, the bundles, you also swear about the karka. That's called zoykikin. Like the bundles force you, zoykik, cause you to swear about the karka also. Is that the chiddush of our Mishnah, luchura tanina? We learned this already. We had a Gemara before about this. The Gemara in Kedushim we had,
that says Zoikekin Hanechosim Shein Lohem Achrayis. In other words, regular metaltlim, regular nechosim property that does not have achrayis. That means not karka. Those regular metaltlim, utensils. If you have to swear about that, is that causes you es hanechosim sheish lohem achrayis lishov alayim? Because as far as Zoikekin, it could cause you to also swear about karka. In other words, once you have to swear about metaltlim, so Zoikekin, we also cause you to swear upon the karka. So we learned this chiddush before. If that's the chiddush of Al Mishnah, then it's a real moide b'miksas. That I'm asking for a lot of 10 bundles, and he says, no, I only owe you 5 bundles. So that's a regular moide b'miksas. Pshiti, you have to swear. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That you also have to swear upon the karka. So the Gemara says, that chiddush we learned already. We don't need Al Mishnah here to teach us that. So therefore the Gemara says, Ela rather Omer Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis says, you know what the Pshat Al Mishnah is? Homani Rabbi Meihi. I tell you, our Mishnah Tak is talking about the Yevid himself. And the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomar Avdo Kimetatlim Domi. That Rabbi Meir Shita is that an Eved has the same halacha like Metatlim. It's not like Karko. And therefore, just like you swear upon Metatlim, you also swear upon Avodim. That's Chana Mishnah. The Moicha says, I only sold you my small Eved. And Lakeah says, no, you sold me the big Eved. So therefore it's called like a moide b'miksas. Therefore you have to swear even on a nevid. So Gemara asks, no, the Yakati, even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Meir, that all the nevid is like metaltlin, but still there's not a moide b'miksas over here. The Yakati ma'ashe to'anu loy hoiduloy, o ma'ashe hoiduloy loy to'anu. What this one is asking for, the other one does not admit. And what he admits, the other one is not asking for. In other words, the Lakech is saying, I bought the big nevid. That's what he's asking for. Now the Moicher is Kaifer. He says, no, I never sold you my big Eved. That's not yours. You know what I sold you? My small Eved. That's a different thing. That's a different person. So there's no Moide B'miksas. So why does he have to swear then? V'yakati ma'ashe to'anu loy hoidu loy. U'ma'ashe hoidu loy loy to'anu. So Moicher says, I'll tell you. Sovalo k'rabi gamliel. I'll tell you, our Mishnah also holds like Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Taka holds. We learned in the Mishnah, Torah Nuchitim, for Hoidah Besar and Potter. The Tanakhama says, if I ask you for a pound of Chitim, and you admit that you owe me a half a pound of Sarim, of barley, so Tanakhama says, you're Potter from swearing. That's not considered the Moidah B'miksas. Masha Torah Nuloi Hoidaloi. I'm asking for something else that's not called the Moidah B'miksas. However, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv. And Gamliel says, no, still Yechayiv. Even though I asked for wheat, and you answer back about barley, so what? But Lamaisa, I'm asking something from you, and you're admitting that you owe me something, so you have to swear. That's also called the Moide B'miksas HaTaina. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Gamliel. Goes like Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, in our Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah says, the Moicher has to swear. Because there's a question talk upon the Eved, so the Moicher admits that I sold you a small Eved at least, not admitting to the whole Taina of the Lakeach, he bought the big one, therefore you have to swear. So that's how we answer Eved. For the Gemara still a kasha akati helechu. There's a man the young we had before in Daf Dalit that when you're moida and you say helechu means here it is. When I say I owe you $50 and here it is right now, take it helech. So that's not called the moida b'miksas. If you have it right now, it's like there's no din Torah on it, so there's no chiyuv shvua. Here also, when I say that I sold you the small Eved, I'm like saying here it is, take it. So it's like helech. There's no shvur on it. There's no tainer on it. So again, there shouldn't be no moide b'miksas. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Avdo. Do you know what type of an eved we're talking about over here? Tekot aliyode, that his hand was chopped off like. So therefore, I can't just say here is the eved. I owe you the money for the demei of the hand. Rashi says, the who eved koten the moide lebigavei. Like even in the eved that I'm saying I owe you, I admit that it's missing a hand. I still owe you some money. So therefore, that's not called helech. It's not called, here it is, what I owe you, I still have to pay you. And Soda, what's the case of a field? Shechofa b'boira sichin amirus. Like the Mishnah also has a Shiloh. I say, I bought off you the big field, and you say, no, you only sold me the small field. So the Chor HaKasher is on the small field, though, it's Helech. I'm saying, here it is, take it. The Teretz also know, there we're talking about in this small field, there are ditches there, there are holes there. So it's not worth the real price. I still have to pay you back some money. So therefore, I admit I owe you something, and it's not called Heloch. I'm not giving it to you right now. I'm admitting that I owe it to you. So if so, therefore it's called a Moedah B'Miktsas. So Pshat in our Mishnah is, you have to swear, because our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir, Eved is K'mataltlim, and we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Torn Uchitim, Moedah B'Sarim, still you have to swear, and the Mishnah is not Heloch, because you still have to pay money for the hand that's missing of the Eved. Now the Gemara is, I bore Rabbi Meir, Hipcha Shaminilei. From the Rabbi Meir itself, we heard the opposite. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara in Bava Kama. Goza behem of Yeskino, if you steal an animal and it becomes old by you. Avodim Vieskino, you steal an Eved and the Eved becomes old. So Lachar is Mishalim Kishasak Zela. Tanakama holds Vaisa since it became old already, so Vaisa is a Kinyan Shinui, therefore you keep it and you have to pay back Kishasak Zela the way it was stolen. Rabbi Meir Oimeno, the Avodim Oimeloi Haresh Lachal Funecho. Rabbi Meir holds the Avodim is Hukshla Kakois. There's no Gzela on Avodim. So since the Eved is not Gozel, there's no Kinyan Gzela, there's no Kinyan Shinui. So if so, by the Eved, you have the right to say, Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds, an Eved is not called Kakakad. An Eved is Kakakadami. An Eved is not Nigzel. There's no Gzela on an Eved. So it's not like we're saying. We want to say, Rabbi Meir holds, that an Eved is like Metaltlim. And here, Rabbi Meir says, an Eved is not Nigzelis. You can't steal an Eved. Mashm, it's like Karka. Tomorrow says, hold like kasha, that's not a kasha. I tell you, kid, the machlif, Rabba Bar Avua, the way Rabba Bar Avua changed it around. Utani, he learned like this. Rabbi Meir says, Mishalim Kishas Hagzela, you could pay Kishas Hagzela. That's the way Rabbi Meir says. That if you steal an Eved and a Chanami, it's Nigzal, and the Maisa, since it's a Shinui, became older, Yokono B'Shinui, therefore you have to pay Kishas Hagzela. It's only the Chachamim that say no. The Chachamim say an Eved is an exilus. There's no parsha of Gezel on an Eved, because they hold an Eved is like Karka. Therefore, if you take away somebody's Eved, you have to return it. So no matter how old it gets, you have a right to say a Resh Lach Lefanecha. So kids, so we still have an answer to our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Elo, Mimai Disover Rabbi Meir, Makshin and Karka Li Eved, like you want to tell me, since Rabbi Meir holds that by an Eved, it's Kimetaltlam Dami, so the same halach would apply to Karka. Karka is also called Kimetaltlam Dami. Because now Mishnah says by Karka also you have to swear. So who tells you to say that to swear Rabbi Meir? Lechura. Like we're saying now, Yema Eved, Elamamai, the Sober Meir Makshin Karka Li Eved. So what? Ma Eved Nishboyim. So you want to say, just like by Eved, you have to swear. Af karka nishboyim, this same way Rabbi Meir is going to hold also by karka. If you steal karka, it's nigzal. Or else if you moedah b'miktsas the karka, you have to swear. Dilma maybe no. A Eved hu de nishboyim. Maybe Rabbi Meir only says the swear on an Eved. An Eved, since it's movable, really an Eved is metaltlim. An Eved can be moved around. So on an Eved is a parash of shvua. Aval a karka loy? But maybe on karka that's mamish stationary, that no, that we have sukkim before, the klal, the proper klal, that karka is no din shu on karka. So it's still shver al mishnah. Even if the mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Meir only said by an eved, not by karka. And now mishnah is mashm, even by karka, there's a case of moedah b'miktsas. So Morris says, no, that's not true. Lois lagadaitas don't think like that. The tanya, because we learn like this. Hamach lefor b'chamor v'yodo. It is now Mishnah. You make an exchange of Pora for a Chamor. If I sell my Shivcha, my maid, and then she gave birth, and we do not know when she gave birth, when she was still by me, or after I sold it to you. One says, yes, it happened by me, and the other one shows he doesn't know. The one that says he knows, he keeps it. What about that's the case of Mom and Amutzav Sofik. We don't know who owns the Vlad. Therefore, we say Chokin. What about Zeroyme Brishusi, Vizoyme Brishusi? Both say a time is Vadai. Both say, I know for sure that Shivcha gave birth when she belonged to me. And the other one says, no, it belonged to me. So, look, here is Yishover HaMoicher Shebrishusa Yolda. That the Moicher swears that the Shivcha gave birth in his Rishus. lefi shekol hanishboim shebatara. Whenever there's a parsha of a shvua midirais, whenever you have to swear, the yisaid of a shvua midirais always is nishvoyin v'lo mishalmin. You swear and you do not have to pay. Give a Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's pshat. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Meir says by never there, you have to swear. And who swears the moicha? The one that's the moicha of a mixas, he has to swear. Rashi says, Levi shekola nishboim shabatoira nishboim v'loy mishalmin. Mi she toivin oisai, the one who's asked from or asked for his money, who nishba? He swears to free himself. V'loy atzvei, not the one that's asking for the money. That's the pasuk says, V'lokach bola v'loy yishalim. That means mi shalom l'shalim, who nishba? The one that they want to pay, he has to swear and he frees himself. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim and Chachamim say, "Ein nishboim lo yal ha'avodim, for lo yal ha'kakoyis." That you do not swear, not on avodim, not on ha'kakoyis. So the Chura, that's what the Chachamim say back. So lav, isn't this a proof? Lav mechlal the Rabbi Meir sava nishboim. That yes, Rabbi Meir holds, like we answered our Mishnah, you do swear. Rabbi Meir holds both on avodim and both on karka. There is a parsha of a shvua. If you're a moedib miksas, I say you owe me two fields, and you say no, you only owe me one field. Since you're a moedib miksas, you have to swear even on karka. This is a riot. Well, we want to answer our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Meir, not only by avodim do you have to swear, but even by karka. Samara says, Mimai, who told you that? Dilma maybe kishen kamrule. It means like this. To Rabbi Meir like this. Just like you admit to me that on karka you do not have to swear, there's the klal karka zayin nishboim. So oydolon nami, the choma sent from me, you should also agree to us, be avodim, not to swear on avodim. So, like maybe no, maybe Rabbi Meir only says his vort, by avodim and not by kakois. And Teda, bring you proof of this. That's not we learned. Rabbi Meir oimer, yesh devorim shen kakarka, v'yenim kakarka. There are certain things that are like karka, but it's not really like karka. V'yein chacham emoidim loy. The chacham did not agree to Rabbi Meir. Kate said, what's the case? Yud gefanim tunas masat l'cho. I say I gave you over 10 different vines. And they're all full of grapes. V'alo yoyim, the other one says back, eina melechomish. No, you only gave me 5 grapes, 5 vines. Rabbi Meir mechay. Rabbi Meir says, yichay v'shvua. Because since the grapes are like not karka, so it's a tying upon the grapes, therefore Meir says, you have to swear. However, the Chum Maimrim, kol ha-mechuvah le-karka, re-ka karka. The Chum say no, the grapes that are attached to the ground has a lach like karka. So Chur Smashma clearly, that even according to Rabbi Meir, the only reason why you swear is because grapes is not part of the karka. He holds grapes as like metatlim. So see, clearly Rabbi Meir himself only says you swear on the grapes, but not on the karka. So Chur Yisrael, we wanted to say, Rabbi Meir that says you swear on Avodim, it's only on Avodim that you swear, but not on Kakois. Then it'll be Shri again on Mishnah. All right, turn over. Fighter. The Yom Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanino, Anovim Hoim Dois Libot Rege Benayil. You know what the Machlokes here between Rabbi Meir and Chum is? Whether these grapes, whether the Oimit to be taken off, in other words, they're fully grown already. The mass of a kipsuras damyin. You know Rabbi Meir says you have to swear here because since these grapes are fully grown already and they're aiming to be cut off, so Rabbi Meir looks as if they're cut off already. That's why you have to swear on it. O mass of the chum say no lav kipsuras damyin. They're not like cut off. So here you see clearly, according to Rabbi Meir, you do not swear on karka. So if you do not swear on karka, it's against Shrei Al Mishnah. Why does Al Mishnah say by karka you have to swear? El the Gemara says the Olam Kedur Rabbi Yishia. You have to answer the way Rabbi Yishia answered. Who the Kashaloch? That what we're talking about? There's karka and there's emorim and there's bundles on the karka, and you have to swear because of their bundles. That's real metaltlim. If so, on this for the Kashaloch, you had a question. Zoykakin itzrach like zoykakin is the Mishnah teaching us the chiddush then of zoykakin that once you have to swear on the metaltlim, you also have to swear on the karka pshita. The Gemara says itzrach. Yes, here we need it. I would have thought to say, Ksust Eved Kevin. When I say you sold me an Eved and a suit, maybe his suit is called like the Eved. So just like you do not swear upon Avodim, maybe you do not swear on the suit either. And also, Oimrei Sodik is Sodadami.
That I say you sold me the field with its bundles, maybe the bundles of wheat is called like the field itself. So maybe you would not have to swear on it. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, no. That the bundles or the clothing is called a tine of metaltlin. And on that, if you're a moid of a mikzav, you do have to swear. So that's the Chiddush, that is a shvua upon the metaltlin here. And therefore, pshit is a swear of Zoykachin also. Then the Mishnah is off. If they both say they do not know when she gave birth, then we say achleiku. So the Gemara says, "Homani who's go like sunchesi." The Yama sunches says, "Momen hamutza v'sofik is cholkin." So Gemara says, "So I'm a safe. What does safe say? Zegoim v'rishusi. This one says, 'Vadi they gave birth must still belong to me.' V'zoim v'rishusi. No, it gave birth when it belonged to me. So it says, 'Yishover ha'moicher she'rishus le'yoda.' The moicher has the right to swear that it gave birth in his rishus." So the question is why? Why don't we say achleiku here also? Well, the rabbi barafuna the yomar in omas sunchas avilu bari bari amai yishava mach yachleiku. Now here is a case of bari bari. So if you say that by he only said that by shema v'shema, it's very good. By bari bari, sunchas never said yachleiku. But according to rabbi barafuna, that he says yes, sunchas said even by bari bari yachleiku. So why does the mishnah say you have to swear? Lachor it's a regular moment amad v'sunchas should be chokin. Gemara says that we said before, Maida Sumchis, Heikodika Shvua the Araitza, or the Kiyul Yadika the Rava. So we're talking about right over here, we're at the case of a Maida Mixas. Since he's a Maida Mixas, like we answered before, and it's not Halach, because the hand is chopped off, I have to pay for the money of the hand. Therefore, here it's a Maida, it's a Shvua of a Maida Mixas. When one of them has to swear, then Sumchis agrees, I do not say, Momen Amuf Vesafikokin. I only say that when there's no Shvua. But when there's a shvua, then we go after the shvua. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamoicha zaisav liyetzim." Somebody sold his olive tree for wood. It wasn't doing so good, so he sold the tree. A buyer is going to buy the wood, and he's supposed to chop it down and use the wood. In the meantime, he left it growing. The yosu pachas merviyas lasaw, and he gave off a very small amount of olives. That from a whole saw of olives, you only get a revius of oil. Harei el shabal al zaisim. Pshita then, it belongs to the Baal HaZeisim, the one that bought the tree. But even though he was supposed to cut it off, and really the one that owns the field, his field produced also the olives, so what? This small amount is meichel, the Baal HaZeisim has the right to take. What about if it made more? Also revius lasaw. Let's say it made more olives. Like, while the tree was still staying on my property, more olives grew on it. So you have more oil. Zeroima zeise godlon. So the one that bought the tree says, listen, I bought the tree, my tree produced these olives, it belongs to me. The other one says, no, Artsy Godla, but your tree is growing on my ground. It's my ground that caused it to grow. So who gets these olives? They both have a good taina, both of them caused it, we divided up. What about Shortas Nor Zaysav? Let's say a river came and uprooted your olive tree. And it planted it, it deposited in somebody else's field. And again, and it grew there. Zeroim Zaysi Godla, Zeroim Artsy Godla, again Yachleiku. If your tree was planted now in somebody else's field, and it grew more olives there, so again, it's a shayla who keeps the olives. The owner of the field said it's his field, you say it's your tree, it's Yachleiku. Hechidam Nigmar says, Idi Yomalei Kaisli out in the race. If the one that sold his tree said, cut it down right away, Safu the Pokas Mervias Nami, Labalakarka.